Hi, and welcome to the Cloud Cover Show. My name's Nick Harris, and today I'm joined by Chris Reisner.
How's it going, Nick?
And Gotham Thapar.
Hello.
So could you tell us a little bit about what your role is at Microsoft and what you do?
My name is Gotham Thapar. I'm a program manager in the Azure Application Platform team and responsible for the resource management service. This is a collection of capabilities that we're lighting up in the platform that will change fundamentally how people deploy resources in Azure.
Yep, so as we saw at Build, there was a little bit of a demonstration about this, a few talks about this. It's certainly new service. Mm-hmm. So what are we gonna see with this today?
So I'm gonna take you through some of the capabilities that we've announced at Build, and obviously leave you with some of the breadcrumbs of things that are coming post-Build in the future milestones as well. But typically, you're gonna see how user are going to end up deploying resources in Azure, or rather mm-hmm. applications in Azure, and then be able to manage them and so on and so forth in more meaningful ways, as opposed to the way they see things today in the current portal, where things are very resource-centric.
Okay, excellent. So just as a recap from Build, there was a number of sort of big announcements. RMS, which is what you're here for, mm-hmm. There's a new preview portal. There was a whole bunch of announcements around, you know, new tooling, et cetera, for mobile services, some offline support, and lastly, the naming of Azure is now Microsoft.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Hey, guys!
Oh, hey.
How you doing?
Is this our new assistant, Nick?
Yeah.
I'm going to be on the show today.
So.
And we have with us Nathan Totten here.
How's it going? Yeah, I've taken a leave of absence. This wasn't planned or anything.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You guys look shocked. Confused.
Very confused. So, what are you doing here again?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I was lost. Not as lost as Nick was. He's been lost in the woods for weeks, apparently, growing that beard.
I was cutting down trees. What do you expect?
Awesome. No, we're going to have Nathan talk a little bit about the new gallery, which we will show in the preview portal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's his new job.
I left for a while. Now I'm back. I have been actually working on the team for, I don't know, what month is it? I can't even remember.
I think it's March.
March. So like 8 months or so I've been gone. I've missed you. Yeah, the new preview portal that was announced a few days ago at Build, we will... Okay. It's what I've been working on.
So I don't think you've been on the show since you left. So
probably
you
not.
Used to be on the team. You used to be, you know, comparatively about half as good as Chris and I are at this job.
Maybe.
But but you changed teams now. Now yes. You work with Gotham. And yes. What do you do?
So I'm a program manager also on the Windows Azure team working on the new portal.
Okay.
Preview portal.
Awesome.
We just announced. So okay. I will say, as we were talking about earlier, like the show... Well, maybe it's more content filled. I don't think it's as fun as it used to be.
Okay.
I think the formula was very clear on Cloud Cover. You had a funny, goofy guy who did almost no work, who had hair, and then you had a serious bald guy who provided all the useful information. And now we've got two serious bald guys who are just full of information. So you've really thrown this off balance.
He's got a lot of hair in his face. I think he'd be the funny
guy. He's trying.
On it.
Next show, he's going to shave this off and he's going to glue it to his head.
Perfect.
Okay. Or maybe Bob can put Bob, edit some hair onto Nick. All right, anyway, so let's do something serious, I guess.
Yeah.
We have been working hard building some new features.
We surely are. So shall we go talk about RMS?
Let's have a look.
All right, so I'm going to show you a couple of capabilities today for the resource management service. As a whole, there's a couple of things that we're enabling at the platform level, which is for users to be able to see their applications as they actually like to deploy them, as opposed to in the current management portal, which you can see right here, we have a bunch of these resources that are deployed, but from a user standpoint, the user doesn't see that particular resource as its application. The application happens to be a website plus a database and maybe a storage account collectively. So one of the key concepts that we are introducing with the resource management service is this concept called a resource group. And as the name suggests, it's a collection of resources that share a common life cycle. So this resource group essentially becomes your unit of management. So you deploy all those assets together, you update them together, you delete them together, and so on and so forth. So I'll take you through the flow of how you actually end up creating that application in the new preview portal. And I'm going to take you through deployment of a typical application using this new resource group construct, if you may.
All right. So this is for everyone watching, if they weren't in attendance at Build or watched the recording online, this is certainly brand new. Mm-hmm. What exactly are we seeing here?
So what you're seeing here is the new preview portal from Microsoft. Mm-hmm. This will basically bring in a couple of experiences across the company mm-hmm. For things like you'll be able to deploy applications which are essentially resources offered by Azure. You will be bringing in VSO Online properties mm-hmm. as well, things like App Insights, things like TFS, okay. or the VSO Online
Excellent.
Service, and so on and so forth.
It looks fancy.
It does. Yeah.
So I think one of the key things about the portal and the management APIs that you're talking about, the resource management services, is this entire view of looking at your application. So as you mentioned, the old portal, the current portal, the main. The full portal is very resource centric, and then we also have different web locations, different portals for managing team projects, etc. Mm-hmm. So the new portal is, again, it's designed to be this application centric mm-hmm. single place where you can manage sort of the entire life cycle of your application. Mm-hmm. Deployments using this new resource management service, and then also the activities that go along with, like, team projects, like creating yeah. bugs, things like that. Well, more to come, you know, okay. later. We're just seeing the starts of that, but you can yeah. imagine where this portal is kind of the single place where you would go to manage your application end to end.
Cool.
So this is the new what we call the gallery experience in the new preview portal. So we've done a couple things here. The first thing is for those familiar with the current Azure portal, we've brought everything into a single location. Mm-hmm. So the current portal, if you again, in our resource-centric view of the world, if you wanted to create a virtual machine, you had one place to browse the virtual machine images, Windows, Linux, etc. If you wanted to create a web app, you had a different place to browse the web apps, and so on and so forth, our store partners. So we've gone and consolidated those all into a single view. So this is both Microsoft stuff, the Azure services, and as you see in here, like team projects, but it's also our web apps, our open source web apps, and then even our store partners. So at our first launch here, we've actually included third-party service ClearDB's MySQL database. So everyone kind of shows up in the same space. So I think, like, from a customer standpoint, it's nice because you don't have to go, from a user standpoint, you don't have to go and browse, like, different places. You just go and find the thing you want, create it. And then also from a sort of partner standpoint, it's nice because you kind of have, you're kind of surfaced in the same place as everything else, so you can hopefully sell more stuff in the portal. So the other thing you'll notice is our categorization. So rather than being again very resource centric, where the gallery, the categories are focused on each different resource, we now have moved toward more of a solution view. So if you're a web developer looking for services for your web apps, in the web category, you'll find not only, like, Windows Azure websites, of course, you'll also find services and add-ons that go with Windows Azure websites. You'll also find the applications that you can deploy if you want to create a WordPress blog or a .NET Nuke website. You can do that from a single place. And then the same thing for like infrastructure developers, virtual machine, or eventually mobile and media, all that stuff will kind of be pulled into a single location with, again, Microsoft services and third-party services. So we think it's a lot easier way for you to find and create the things that kind of work best for your applications.
That was a fine explanation about the gallery, Nathan. So how about we actually go and deploy one of these applications? So I'll pick the website plus SQL application. So as part of this deployment of this application, what's going to happen is we're going to create a bunch of resources. We'll create a website in Windows Azure websites. We'll create a SQL Azure server and a SQL Azure database, and then sort of configure them together as well. So let's just hit create here.
And we'll probably get those that screenshot icon fixed. Yeah. This, as you may have guessed, this was recorded before the Build keynote. I'm definitely going to get fired for that.
You should be.
You should be. That alien icon also.
All right, so I'll name the website here, and we will we'll go and set up a hosting plan for this website.
Okay. Pick the big one because you're using Nick's credit card there.
Yeah, we'll go with the free one right now. Right. Just for, I don't want to cause too much heartache. Yeah. To Nick for this.
Nick's not very good at filling out expense reports, as has been reported many times on this show.
Don't say that.
So by the way, this is a net new resource that we've exposed for Windows Azure websites. This is you get to pick a web hosting plan. I picked a free web hosting plan, which gives me the ability to put five websites in it. Depending on your needs, we have a bunch of feature sets and capabilities with different offerings of the plan, and people can choose them.
And we'll link, I think there's going to be a blog post we'll link to about explaining kind of what that. It's similar to some stuff we have today, but with some enhancements and new functionality.
That is correct. Okay. So here I'm actually going in, creating the database, and I'm putting it in a new server. So let's say I put it in.
And actually, one of the awesome things you didn't point out is you now can name your database server, which is a small thing, but actually really cool. Like I know for me, like you know, it's hard to know what XZ1938 is used for.
Don't
now you can provide a
stuff?
Proper name. So I think that's pretty cool.
Okay. I agree. I think many people will be happy with that.
So how about we actually go and fire this up right now?
Okay.
I think we have everything created here.
So you've got a website resource, a database resource. It's going under a resource group called Group One.
And this checkmark, essentially, the Add to Start Board tells you to place this particular resource group and on the Start Board itself, which is sort of the landing page for whenever you open up or fire up this new preview portal.
So one place you can see things of interest to you.
That is correct.
Well, so the Start Board is kind of your curated. You can almost think of it as your start screen in Windows 8, like where you can kind of, you know, pick the things you want, you know, put useful things, apps you frequently use there. We also have like browse where you can go and browse and find everything. Okay. So not everything will be on your start board. It's kind of just your customized.
So while this is being created, actually, I wanted to sort of segue into one of the new capabilities that we're lighting up. You can see clearly that we are showing you notifications as this deployment is going on.
Right.
This is one of the unique capabilities of the resource management service as well. We being the new service management API service, all the resource creations in Azure will go through us. So this puts us in a unique position to be able to tell you of operational events or any sort of operations that are going on in that particular resource. Mm-hmm. So in this case, we're deploying this website plus SQL. We are firing back events to the event service, and that is basically showing up in this new portal.
Cool, website's done.
And the one thing I'll point out here, another cool thing is the notifications, because they're going through a single notification service, are actually notifications that happen on your account regardless of what interface you're using. So whether you're using the API directly or PowerShell or the portal, everything's getting pumped to that same notification service, so you'll be able to see all of those notifications there. And actually, you'll see that there's a failed deployment there. Gautam was earlier trying to deploy from the command line another resource group, and that actually failed because he didn't remember how to use his own API correctly. So we see that error actually in the notifications.
Thank you.
That'll go in your review also.
Thank you so much for that. One of the things that you know Nathan pointed out, I want to sort of step back and you know sort of pause on that we are putting this new resource management service, positioning it in a way that you can get a consistent experience from deploying from the gallery itself or going from any command line tools like PowerShell, CLI, cross-plat tools, or even directly REST if you wanted to.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, the gallery items that we created here, the different apps and such in the gallery, are actually using on the back end these Azure templates. And you can we've open sourced those templates, so you can actually see the same templates we're using in the portal. You can see them and you can customize them and use them yourself. Those are also the same templates, I can't remember what the command is, the deploy from Azure template or something, from PowerShell. Those are the same. You can actually go and pick a gallery item we have in here and deploy from PowerShell using that exact same Azure template. So again, a very consistent experience no matter what interface you use.
So will we see that on today's show, or perhaps we do a deeper dive session that goes into how devs can, you know, take these templates, customize them, and
we will take you through a very it's the same template that we end up deploying here. We will actually go take you through that and show you some of the parts of it.
Excellent.
We can definitely do a follow-up session or follow-up, one of these shows and talk to you about more capabilities and how you author these templates and so on.
And also, Gautam and I, you and I did a a build session either today or a few days ago or tomorrow. probably today, depending on when this clearly live recorded episode goes live. And we'll put a link down there once that recording's available. And from that, we'll kind of go through a lot of these same things in more depth, including the PowerShell and API experiences.
So I just want to sort of show you guys what we meant by this sort of resource-centric view in this case.
Okay.
In the previous portal, if you would have deployed all these assets, you would have seen a website and a database deployed, and you will have the left pane where you would be able to pick your website or your database. Mm. In the new preview portal, what you see is this resource group up and center. You'd see this in the resource map, if you may.
Yep.
You have the website and the database, and they're part of this resource group, right?
Right.
So there's a bunch of information that we're providing about this resource group itself. Like, for example, the monitoring events on each one of these resources that are deployed in this resource group, some alert rules that are actually...
The alerts on the aggregate resource group.
That's correct.
And billing on the aggregate
resource group.
Yeah. So this is, for those that are familiar with the current portal, we have, for some resources, Windows Azure websites, I guess now Microsoft Azure websites, we have this idea of linked resources. That was a very, kind of a user interface only type linked experience. So this, again, this resource group experience is not something that you just see in the portal. You can actually query the APIs, query PowerShell, and get this same grouping experience through the resource group.
Now, for people that are currently using the current portal or the old portal, and I'm going to go to the preview portal, will there be a way forward so they can take their resource-centric stuff and move it into these groups?
That's a very good question. We have actually enabled side-by-side functionality for all these assets in the existing portal and the new preview portal, which means that any assets that you end up deploying in the new preview portal, they will show up in resource-centric views in the existing portal, and anything that exists in the existing portal or you end up creating in the existing portal, they will show up in sort of a default resource group inside your preview portal as well. We want people to be able to use both these experiences side by side without having any issues, actually.
Okay, great. Cool.
So just before we segue into the next capability, you see this blade view of the resource group itself. We have a bunch of information regarding the resource group. There's this billing section where we're talking about how much each one of these resources is costing you.
Yeah.
Since I actually picked up my Visual Studio MSDN subscription, it's actually not costing me anything because I don't have, I get a monthly spend of how much I
which we actually show you now in the portal, kind of how we've got a billing area where you can actually go see how much dollar amount you have left in your account.
So let me segue into one of the other capabilities that we also announced at Build. As you saw from the demo that we just showed you, we ended up deploying a couple of resources. We deployed a SQL Azure server, a SQL Azure database, a website, a web hosting plan, and configured connections between them. So if you were to do this imperatively from the management API, that would amount to a couple of calls, like one call each per creating a resource, and then a couple of calls to actually go configure connections between
like
them.
Create server, create database, create website.
That is correct.
Or create web plan, create website, do the deployment of the code, et cetera, things like
and
that.
And then pass in the connection string and so on and so forth. Now, imagine you wanted to do that again, the entire step, and deploy it in a different region, that would amount to that many calls again.
Mm-hmm.
So that is yet another capability that we have lit up, which is to be able to model your deployments just the way you would have done them imperatively, but now you can form an Azure template and then define all the resources that you want to instantiate and the interactions between them, and then merely fire and forget. Just submit it to the platform, and the platform will actually take it, figure out the dependency graph, deploy all those resources, pass in the configuration, and at the end of the day, you have a resource group ready for you to actually go play with.
So you could use this to deploy the same thing to different, say, data centers, different regions. You could also use it for, say, spinning up test environments.
That's
if
correct.
You wanted to set up continuous deployment to multiple environments. You could even build continuous deployment scripts that perhaps did the deployment or ran the template, created the resources, did a deployment to spin up like a test environment, basically. All kinds of different repeatable things.
That is correct. So let me just the exact same application that we deployed, the website plus database, the SQL Azure database. I'll just show you the template for that particular application.
Excellent.
So this is essentially how you define your entire application, and you can see a bunch of sections there. I'll take you through some of those sections right now quickly, but we'll do a follow-up session on how to actually author these templates and so on and so forth. in this JSON template, if you may, we have the ability to be able to parameterize certain key values. So these are things that these are elements that the template author wishes to get from the user of the template itself.
Right.
So clearly, you can see a bunch of things that are actually going on here. So we are getting the site name as a parameter. We are getting the hosting plan name as a parameter.
Right.
We are getting the SKUs and so on and so forth. So anything that is an input that we need from the user can be parameterized in the template.
Right.
So this is part of the domain specific language for the template itself. So touch doesn't work on this one. So I was able to, so I showed you some of the parameters that we are actually using as part of this template creation. Each one of these parameters, if you remember, corresponds to one of the customizations that I did in the preview portal by entering in some of those details. Then we have a section for the resources themselves. So just to sort of glance over this thing, you can see that I'm actually instantiating a resource type of SQL Server.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm instantiating a SQL Server in the first step, and then immediately after I'm deploying, I'm instantiating a SQL database. And the SQL database happens to be dependent on the SQL Server by this explicit depends on element that I've actually put there. So this essentially tells the platform, the template execution parser, saying to look at to basically instantiate the resource, the server resource before it actually goes and instantiates the database resource. And as we go through this template, you will basically see we are instantiating resources one after the other. So we instantiate the SQL Server, we instantiate the SQL database, we set a bunch of firewall rules on that. In parallel, we have also kicked off a deployment of the website hosting plan, and then the website depends on the hosting plan to be created. Right. And I think you get that.
And that was an important thing you mentioned, that they happen in, if something isn't dependent on each other, the resource manager service can actually do parallel deployments to kind of speed things up.
Exactly. So we basically take in the template and then we create the dependency graph and figure out which things can be parallelized, which things depend on each other, and so on and so forth. And depending on that, we'll fire these calls to single resource providers or disparate depending on your template and,
okay.
and so on.
So two key questions on this.
Mm-hmm.
This looks really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reasonable amount going on. The first question is where can someone get one of these templates?
So,
like as a starting point.
So the gallery service that Nathan's been working on, you can actually go through PowerShell, the PowerShell commandlets that we also put out at Build 2014.
Mm-hmm.
You can use those PowerShell commandlets to download one of these templates.
Excellent.
And then configure them to your liking.
Okay.
Alternatively, we have documentation on how to construct these templates itself.
Right.
There'll be a link in the below. You can actually click on that right now. That link itself will take you to the template language specification, where you can figure out how to author some of these templates. The design, the sort of domain specific language, if you may, and then go party on the template yourself.
Okay.
We also actually have a number of the kind of the best, I guess, templates or most interesting, I don't know what, like a select
ones,
few of the curated ones that, that are kind of the best examples to start with on a GitHub repository too, which we'll put a link to on our GitHub WAC Azure, I can't remember what it is, we'll put a link.
Okay. So the idea is you've basically parameterized a bunch of inputs that you need from the user. You've defined the resources that you wish to instantiate. You've defined the interactions between those resources.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can even, all the way in the end, you can actually model outputs back from the template itself. So
okay.
you could pretty much put in things like, as an example, if I was instantiating a storage account, I would output the storage key out of the template once it's instantiated completely.
That's pretty cool.
So you can actually use that for your subsequent scripting and so on and so
Great.
Forth. So that is pretty much how you are able to deploy these templates, if you may. But the key point that I wanted to highlight here a little bit also was with the resource management service capabilities, we are not really stopping at deployment of your assets themselves. We want to deploy your assets and then be able to configure them in a modeled way as well. What that essentially means is you can imagine if you were deploying a Joomla Web PI package onto your Windows Azure website, you will have the ability to author that in the template itself. What that means is we will end up instantiating your resources, but then we also be able to configure the resources after the deployment completes. So it's pretty powerful in a way that you don't have to do anything additional. So it's you actually write the entire service up, tell us about the interactions and tell us how you want to configure them, and then we actually go and do that for you.
And this would be for an open source web app, or you could do using, by building a web deploy package, you could do that with your own application, set up kind of continuous integration and deployment and configuration.
That is correct. And that's exactly what we showcased in the session that Nathan and I did in the build at Build 2014.
See the link below.
Yep.
You're, of course, going to send me all these links. If they're missing, reach out to Nate on Twitter.
email got him. You have his email. I have his personal Outlook email address now.
Yes, you can email me and get the information back to you.
Excellent.
And to sort of wrap up, as Nathan already pointed out earlier in the session as well, these capabilities are supposed to seamlessly work across the portal, PowerShell command line, and also the REST API. And given that we've redefined the way people actually the resources get spun up in Azure, this properties envelope that you see for each one of these resources is consistent across any client that you actually go use to deploy. So when you're deploying through PowerShell, you will use the same properties envelope to actually go instantiate that particular resource. If you're going through the templates, you will use the same properties developed to actually instantiate that resource, and so on and so forth.
Cool.
Great.
Cool. So I think that was a pretty good overview. Did you have any other little bits, or perhaps a follow-up deep dive session?
We will definitely do a follow-up deep dive on other things, things like the template language itself and how to author templates. But just to leave you, these are a few capabilities that we've sort of lit up at Build 2014. Mm-hmm. We are obviously revving the platform fairly quickly. We will announce a bunch of more capabilities in the upcoming milestones as well.
Excellent. What are they?
Wish I could tell you, but definitely I can leave you with one of the capabilities which we already announced at Build 2014 is the ability to be able to tag resources and resource groups.
Okay.
Again, going back to the premise where we are the sort of central management layer for all Azure resource creation, and so we are in a very unique position to be able to serve up queries quickly back to any client that wants to query using tags and so on. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is at the central layer itself, we've put out some curated APIs where you can tag specific resources and resource groups, and then view them back really quickly as well. In the future, you will see some curated views based on those tags.
Yeah, UI coming. But for now, like a scenario for tags, just to kind of put a concrete example on it, would be maybe you could tag everything with an environment. If you wanted to put everything as like a dev environment, and you could maybe run a script at night that actually went and cleaned up dev resources or something. Mm. I mean, you can really do any. They're just basic key value pairs, but they enable rich querying. So you could kind of do whatever, like tag them with maybe a customer ID or something, so you could build a system that like did your own external billing based on resource usage for your apps that maybe you host for your customer, like anything you really wanted to.
Basically, they implemented this feature so they can delete anything you're working on because it's of no value.
They tag it with my name, and then there's just a script that runs as part of the portal deployment experience script that just deletes all of my work.
So yeah, I mean, not leaving you with too much details right now, but yes, these are capabilities that will light up very, very soon as well.
Okay. So certainly a hot space, worth watching, definitely worth trying out.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So Nate, since you're here and you're our guest today, we'll give you the honor of closing out the show.
All right. Well, I guess, do you still use the CloudCover Twitter account?
Yes, it exists.
Okay. It exists. So you don't use it, though. It exists.
No, it automatically tweets when we're posting to them, I think.
So
doesn't it?
It doesn't.
Okay, exactly. Good. Okay.
Very good. Very good. So, of course, follow CloudCover. If you have any questions, my Twitter handle, ntotten. Are you on Twitter?
I am.
On the tweets.
The handle right here.
There you go. Okay. All right, cool. And yeah, of course, the links below with all the various docs and resources and such. And try out the new preview portal. Let us know what you think. We have the feedback forums on the Windows Azure or the Microsoft Azure user voice, so feel free to let us know. I mean, we're obviously this is our first release. We wanna make it continually make it better. So let us know what you like, what you don't like, and also let send emails to Gautam's personal email address, telling him what you like and don't like about the resource management services or user voice too.
Yes,
that could work.
Absolutely.
All right, well, thanks for letting me back on. I'll see you in another year or so. Okay. Back to my cave.
Thank you for having me today.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on, guys.